A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cadogan. Joan Cadogan.
Hi.
Hi. Is it Cadogan? Because that's we saw it. He scored against us. Nearly beat us Saturday, John.
Cadogan.
Cadogan.
He's
Cadogan. Cadogan.
And a disgrace to the name.
I thought you played quite well, John.
He did play
quite well. I wouldn't mind him joining us next year. Yeah. Anyway, we are Talk United fans, but this is not a Talk United podcast.
No.
We do say the words Talk United a lot.
It crops up it from time to time. Look, we're the league leaders. What can you do?
Listen, when you're champions, John, when you're champions elect, there's not a lot you can do except be very arrogant about the whole thing. Ugly arrogance.
But do you know what? This week is going to be full of other National League content. You brought the non-league paper. We're here in what is essentially the non-league bunker because I've shut the blinds. Yeah. We can't see out.
John, the non-league paper has existed ages, absolutely years. We've done six. This is our 69th. episode. And this could have done a lot of work for us over the last few years, John.
Why?
The non-league paper, this is not an advert, but it was, you know what? I went and bought it Sunday because I was high on life. And it's a good read, John.
It was one of those we have to order it in.
They didn't sell it in our supermarket, so I had to go to the stationers. We've got a stationers in our town and they sold it. But it's a good read. Good
Very
luck to
good.
Them.
Oh, nice. Why has it taken us almost 2 years to buy it?
Because also, it would do an awful lot of work for us.
We sound so well informed.
We sound so good. The National League, John.
Hey.
It rolls on.
It does. Like, juggernaut it is.
And then he said episodes to go. Four fixtures to
go. You might have heard it was a pivotal weekend for Talking United. You could probably still hear it in my voice.
If we sound weird.
Which has not recovered. 48 hours on from the game.
Maybe this is it now, John. Maybe this is your voice now.
Maybe it will never come back.
And it never came back.
And it never will.
And it never
The voice never came back.
Yeah, so, what's coming up in the podcast,
Shall
John?
We? I think I have actually this week got a selection of different music we could use to do this.
Children by Robert Miles?
No, would you like this?
A bit obvious.
No? How about
Children by Robert Miles?
Not the Magnificent
I like
Seven?
It.
Could
I like
this
it.
Work?
Bom, bom.
Quite stirring stuff.
I like it. What is it?
It's Magnificent Seven.
Oh, I like it very much. I'm in now.
Yeah,
in now.
For some reason.
And now I'm in.
They didn't put that in.
Is this in tribute to Rory Keating?
Yes. Very, very good. But it's not a Talk United podcast.
Not a Talk United podcast. It's a National League football podcast. Let's have what's happening in the podcast this week, John?
I mean, look, as talkie aside, lots and lots of National League news as the season comes to its dramatic climax. Mm. It's episode 69. At both ends of the table.
Yes.
So plenty of news to fill you in on. And there's another innuendo. impressions.
Some impressions, are there?
Well, as luck would have it, as you can hear from my voice,
yeah, it's dropped.
I got a bit carried away on Saturday.
Yeah, well,
but it did mean that we can take a trip into the celebrity world, because there was quite a few celebrities at Saturday's Talkie Be Woking
game.
A
few there were there.
Funnily enough.
I will say it for Talkie Corner, but I did recognise nearly everybody in the crowd.
Yes,
that was
odd. We might hear from The Hearst.
The Hearst,
might
I think,
have something to say.
Apparently, he's going to get back in touch, despite...
Yeah.
I mean, what he's going to say with against Gary, now we're
usually find something. Obviously, we were at Woking v Torquay, so we will hear.
We might touch
some,
on that
on the spot. Well, we did a bit of recording, met a few foffs, which was lovely.
We did meet some foffs, more foffs than I expected, actually.
Yeah,
and there's lots of people there.
We had a good fun time.
Perhaps
I'll
tell the story of the Barnet Streaker, John.
Yeah, I think
exciting,
yes.
Isn't it?
I'm going to make a note.
A 20-year story that needs to be cleared
debunked,
up.
Debunked, I think they call it. Debunked.
Perhaps we'll just pick a page from the National League paper and read it out.
Verbatim.
Winter's warmer.
Just as it happened, a random page.
Keeps goals alive.
On the Talkie Match Report. And lovely letters. We have letters this week.
Oh, that's nice.
Not
some letters. No Ray Charles. Very good. And we will say it's Monday. We don't normally... record normally on a Wednesday or Thursday. But I'm off to Ireland, so
I'm very
on holiday.
Envious.
So it's Monday. The Monday after the Saturday...
Before.
Let's go with that. AFC filed, it says in the National League. That's the new random. AFC filed, John. Job for you here. The football team of the filed coast.
Yeah.
They're looking for a new head of recruitment.
The Coasters.
This is a new position at the club and brings with it great responsibility and opportunity. In the role, you'll oversee recruitment for the club at all levels. The ideal candidate will be ambitious, organised, computer literate... And be prepared to work day and night.
And can obviously do vocal harmonies.
Also, bass singing. bass singing required. Yeah. Counter tenor preferred. John, why don't we apply? Job share.
I think we've seen, I feel like we're expert enough.
Job share, John.
We know the players.
Head of recruit, we'd be good at this. Very good. Anyway, that's... neither here nor
there. Well, speaking of AFC Fowl, do you want some National
League
news?
Starting
with the National League itself.
The National League, John.
Well, it all happened. It was haven't won Harrogate 2, so haven't all but relegated now. They're practically down.
Haven't stayed up. Haven't won for a while.
But they did have Bilbo in goal.
Oh, right. Okay.
Obviously not Baggins.
Yeah.
But they did have Bilbo. Well, that would explain why they conceded a lot of goals if they did have some form of hobbit.
Well, John.
Between the sticks.
Well, we know where he would more fit in. The National League South. Tiny little goalie.
Yeah.
And just to annoy you, John, because I've got my National League paper here and I've spent money on it and I want it to be tax deductible. So I'll bring it up again on the thing. Just to say, Bilbo in goal. Yeah. The Jelaya came on in the 66th minute, I see.
Yeah.
Harris got booked and they scored for a 22nd minute penalty.
Oh, but there you go. I mean, filling in on the details.
Hurry up.
Maidenhead 0, Barnet 1. Barnet rarely troubled by the home team apart from an effort by Sam Numb.
Oh.
Obviously, comfortably, as he's known there, the old Pink Floyd fans.
They're comfortably mid-table, but of course,
yes.
I can see that in my National League paper. Not an ad.
This episode brought to you in association.
Well, if the National League paper, the non-league paper, would like to get in touch.
It was Hartlepool 0, Solihull Moors 1. Yes.
Oh, yes. Come on,
Solihull. Their automatic promotion bid. Back going again. Speaking of automatic promotion, Leighton Orient drew 2-2 with Halifax. Wrexham 3, Braintree 1. So the slump is over for Wrexham, at least for now, anyway.
So they are now on 75 points.
Yeah.
No games in hand or anything. So, you know, they're still in the hunt. They are still in the hunt.
AFC filed 4, Eastleigh 2. So I think what they could do with a head of recruitment.
Oh, imagine if they had anyone recruit. They've got no one recruiting from them.
Yeah.
AFC filed. They're just like... players turn up. So can I play for you? Well, we don't know what you're like.
We weren't expecting you.
Turn up and you can have a game if you like. And there they are in the Coasters in fifth.
Bromley 2, Aldershot 2. So Aldershot staving off relegation for now. But one team who didn't, Maidstone, become the second team to be officially relegated.
Hey, listen, if we have any Maidstone fans...
2-0, they lost at home to Salford.
You're listening. Talkie went down about this time last year, didn't they, John? About similar sort of. I think we were a little bit later on, but
yeah.
And we were all doom and gloom, John, weren't we?
And look how it's worked out.
It's been. Do you know what? The National League South is a right laugh.
It's been a blast, hasn't it?
It's been a right laugh. I mean, it has been because we've won 23 games or something.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's very true.
And we were 14.
There was also games on Tuesday night. It was Gateshead 0, AFC Fylde 1. Leighton Orient 3, Eastleigh 2. So Leighton Orient go back to the top of the table, and Maidstone 2, Barnet 1. So the table has Leighton Orient on top, 81 points. Salford City second, 79. Solihull third, 78, and then the playoffs: Fylde, Wrexham, Harrogate and EC, and then at the bottom, Havant, Waterlooville, Aldershot, Maidstone and Braintree.
Would you like the card count, John? Because I've got my National League paper here.
Oh yeah.
I thought
could be a feature on there, but card count.
Card count. Not card that's Ben Gehring. Sorry. I don't need to bleep that out.
I'll have to bleep that out.
Yeah. Sutton United, 90 yellow cards they've had.
Hey, bloody hell.
Four reds. Bottom, you won't believe this, bottom of the card count, Barnet, 43. Card count.
Card count. In association.
The non-league paper. Yeah. You see, it would work, couldn't it? We should pitch this.
Get
John.
In touch, guys. do you want to drop down or drop up into the National League South?
Let's go up to the National League South.
Let's. It was, several choices for results of the day, but this has to be up there. Billericay 1, Hampton and Richmond 3.
I mean, they have blown it.
Billericay keeper Alan Julian sent off. Harry Wheeler sent to the stand. Truly great to have Glenn Tamplin back.
King of the Bells. Do you reckon...
they have imploded.
Surely totally. He's going to put himself in charge soon, John.
It can't be long.
Few games to go.
They've dropped out of the playoffs. Remains to be seen whether they can get back in.
I don't think I want to go up, John.
Yeah, it'd be news. St Albans 3, Chelmsford 1. A real surprise result, that. But then Chelmsford also, us and obviously Chelmsford, had that extra game on Tuesday, which seems to have affected us both a little bit.
Yeah, we were tired, weren't we? We were tired.
Truro v Concord, match abandoned.
Yeah, this
was a bit of a dodgy situation.
There's a lot to say about that.
Michael Irv.
We should have perhaps spoken to Ivor Dewdney about that.
Should have done.
Wonder if he was in charge of calling the ambulance.
Logistics.
The ambulance didn't turn up for 3 hours.
They got her. It went from Cornwall.
Well, there's one coming in from Plymouth. We don't want Devonshire ambulance.
Yeah, get the Cornish ambulance.
I can imagine that's the
sort of thing
he'd
say. He might
say if we could get hold of him.
Yeah.
Can't you get me an ambulance from bloody Cornwall? Well, we can get you one there from there, but it's going to be few hours.
Yeah.
Or you can get the one from Plymouth it won't take long. Well, bloody wait then.
So the ambulance, this guy broke his shoulder, I think, did something terrible to his shoulder. The ambulance took over 2 hours to arrive and the game was abandoned in about 75th minute with Truro losing.
With 13 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Dewdney back in the club, as we know. And that happens, John.
Carrying on with the news, Wealdstone 3, East Thurrock 0, so Wealdstone's playoff push continues.
Yeah.
Welling 2, Bath 1, so Welling, really the form Welling. Team. Welling.
Welling. Mm. Ooh. Now, I said to you Saturday, didn't I, John? And you sort of took the piss out of me a little bit. You weren't on board with my fact.
Yeah.
That, well, that's Welling out of the title race now. You thought that was a stupid thing to say,
yeah.
I think.
I wasn't sure they were ever in it.
You said that's the fact that everyone was thinking about today. I lied to you, John.
Oh, yeah?
They can still win it.
Well, if that happens, that'll be the shock of a lifetime.
They're on 70 points, John.
Yeah. So four games.
Four games to go.
82.
We're on 82. They can win the league.
It's the outcome that no one foresaw. And, of course, result of the day was Woking 3, Torquay 1. No, sorry, hold on a minute. It was Woking 3, Torquay 3.
Torquay!
Up until the 85th minute. Torquay! Yes.
It was beautiful, wasn't it, John? We'll talk about it later. Good. But hey, shall I take you through the National League North? Because I know you've got stuff in for come on.
No,
John.
I don't think we've got time.
I think we have the time. Look.
No, we haven't got time.
That's the National League North. And this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cardigan.
Yes.
Now, I understand, John, that you've got a little segment for us here.
Well, I mean, look, we've not heard from them in a while.
No.
But just occasionally, and the two things are coincidental. When I have a sore throat, such as like if I've been at Woking talking, shouted my head off for 90 minutes and had a few pints either side, I might wake up the next morning with a really sore throat.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, a few celebrities who were at the game on Saturday sent me a little voice note.
Oh, how nice.
Because they'd all been there and they all had, it was like a sort of celebrity corner,
I've had a sneak preview of this. Are they all standing on a runway, John?
I think they were all stood sort of in their bathroom with the Extractor fan gang. I think that's what it was. Look, they all had some stuff to say about Saturday's match against Woking. Let's hear what
they've got to say.
My name is Roger Moore. When I was deciding what to do with my Saturday afternoon, I thought, shall I go to Ebel Hempstead, who we know I'm a fan of the Tudors, or I could have gone to Solihull Moors for obvious reasons. But I found myself going to Woking for a top-of-the-table clash. And as Ben Gehring was being sent off, I said to him, I'm an officer of Her Majesty's Secret Service. But by the time I'd said all that, he was already in the changing room. A shame. My name is Michael Caine. Oh,
seamless.
You were.
I was at Woking on Saturday as well.
Saturday.
And I said to Ben Gehring, as he was leaving the pitch, Ben, you were only supposed to see the bloody game out.
Ah.
But he did not notice. And that was a great shame. But even so, it was a great result and a great advert for the National League South. And that was very pleasing indeed. Well, 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 you know. I'm on the National Obsession again, you know. You know, as I pop down to Woking, in the Lathwaite Community Stadium at Kingfield, you know. Rubbish name, you know. And I popped down there. The producer said to me, Ronnie, will you go? And I said, absolutely, of course, you know. Would not miss it for the world, you know. And I got to see Ben Gehring get sent off, you know. And I said to him, from the side of the bridge, you know, where I was stood, on a box, of course, you know. I said to him, and it's good night for me. And I don't think he really noticed, you know.
So there we go.
It sounded like they're all in the same room, John.
It did sound, yeah, they weren't, but I could see how it might sound like that.
It was very, very good. I enjoyed it very much. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. And what's, oh, God. Where's that phone? I hate it when that phone, even in the new studio, they found to answer the phone. Hello, this is the National Obsession.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is that the National Obsession?
This is the National Obsession, yep, yep. Oh, it's...
Well, this is Hearst here. Hello, Hearst.
Why are you calling? We are champions elect. You can't still have a problem with Gary Johnson.
Now I've got a few things to say about that, thank you, bastard. My point to you is this. You joined me. I'm very well, thanks for asking.
Oh, well, all right.
You joined me live on the old black tooth headset. You know.
Yeah. How's it going? How's the old Hersin going?
Very, very respectful, and a top quality service from start to finish.
How many have you knocked out? How many have you knocked out this week? How many have you knocked out this week?
Don't be too disrespectful to knock him out, but since you asked, 27.
27 this
week? And it's only Monday evening.
Oh, goodness me, you're doing all right. It must have been a cold snap we've just had.
Well, you know, the demographic of Torquay, just finish a few off.
I'm sorry to laugh. I do apologise.
It's a big deep. Anyway, the point I want to make is this.
Right, yeah, what's that?
Gary Johnson is the greatest manager I've ever come across.
All right. What about Gary Owers?
Who?
All right. Well, you used to be.
Used Gary?
You'd set up a thing called Gonads, which is Gary Owers, not a deserved sacking, and you seem to have you rang in incessantly telling us how great Gary Owers was and shouldn't have been sacked, and now you seem to be denying knowledge. I think you've got to stick to your principles, Hearst.
This is all new. This is fake news, I think. Gary Hours,
and you're on the Gary Johnson train now.
I have always been, and if you go back and check, the number one supporter.
Yes. Don't laugh in the hearse, please.
I have always been, and will continue to be, the number one supporter of Gary Johnson in Torbay, if not beyond.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, things are reaching ahead in the National League South, and I've done a bit of a floral display, actually.
All right.
It simply says The Godfather.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Now,
that was left over from someone, The Godfather.
But I've also put a picture of Gary Johnson next to it because he is The Godfather.
Right, so in the back of your hearse, it says The Godfather with a picture of Gary. I don't think that sounds that respectful, to be honest. It looks like Gary's died. It looks like he's just been written out of EastEnders.
Respectful, as you know, is my middle name. And I won't have anyone say otherwise. The top quality service from start to finish. We can ship you in and out within half an hour.
So you've completely written Gary Hours out of your history, have you?
I'm gonna have to leave it because you're talking gibberish, man. Okay. I've never heard of Gary
Johnson. Okay, thanks, Hearst. Don't call again. Okay, don't call again. That was the Hearst. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, and it's time for Talky Corner.
Lino, you f***ing sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
There it is, John. It's time for Talky Corner. I wonder if we'll have anything to talk about.
I love the goals.
You do love the goals, don't you?
I've never loved the goals more.
I don't think I love this whole team. There's not one player I go, oh yeah. Not one of them.
It's just fantastic.
Just Saturday was a brilliant, brilliant day.
It's weird because I think we both said, I mean, look, we did a bit of recording.
Yeah.
You will hear how our day at working unfolded, but it sounds like we enjoyed ourselves. I don't think we both said I didn't really enjoy that game at all. I enjoyed the end.
It was like we'd been run over.
Yeah, I enjoyed the end, but we both said I've spent the weekend feeling like I've been hit by a truck.
First
it's just mentally exhausted.
First half was awful, and then the second half was awful for another half hour. And we did stand there going, "Oh, this isn't very good."
Yeah,
it was
miserable.
We were obviously very tired. Lost Asa Hall early. Lost Rory Keating early. And I think what happened is listening to Alan Dowson afterwards. He'd come to watch us on Tuesday, when by all accounts Rory Keating was amazing.
Yeah.
So they'd obviously gone.
Take him out.
Take Asa Hall out.
Give Asa a barge in the back.
And they started
barge from the coccyx.
They were sort of knocking it into the corners and running on, which did work. They scored the same goal more or less three times.
Yeah.
But this team does not lie down, John.
If we'd gone 4 points, if the gap had gone to 4 points then, and we'd lost Asa Hall, Rory Keating out for the season. Imagine then. Then
it's
we're
tight
sweating.
Then, isn't it? Very Torquay then. But that's what Gary has done. He has given this club back to the fans. Given the joy of it back to the fans. It's been a miserable last few years.
Yeah.
And he has taken it. And just through sheer positivity. It's the same players.
Yeah. It's just force
it's the same
of
players.
Spirit, force
through
of character.
Sheer positivity, he's come in and created a team.
Two things. Paul Bastard on crutches. Yes.
When he turned up, we had a little cheer, didn't we?
Fantastic
round
to see Paul there, despite his ruptured Achilles. No idea how he got down, great man.
Thank you, Paul.
Tell us, before we get to the audio montage, tell us about the Barnet streaker.
The Barnet streaker now. So I'm saying 18, 19 years ago, went to Barnet away and we lost, I think, 6-1. And it was pouring with rain and it was at the old Underhill and their away end was... not undercover, and it was pouring with rain. Everyone was soaking, and we were losing 6-1. And on that day, someone got undressed, down to their pants, and ran on the pitch. Right, and I've always remembered it. And I've always pointed at this one bloke in the crowd who still comes, still goes away. I've always pointed at him and gone, there he is, the Barnet Streaker. I was talking to someone last week. He's an away fan, a regular away fan.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, there he is, the Barnet Streaker. He went, it's not the Barnet Streaker. He didn't streak a Barnet. I said, he did. I've been telling that story about 20 years.
He was streaking at Barnet on multiple occasions.
That wasn't him. No, that wasn't him. You mean the bloke looked a bit like him, but it wasn't him. And I was like, oh, God. So can I only apologise
to that man
who I've been calling the Barnet Streaker for 20 years. There we are. But it was amazing Saturday, John. It's just so emotional.
Well, look.
I was so emotional.
It was just brilliant. And I think you'll hear in our voices what it meant to us.
Yeah.
We started by catching up with Foff 40, James Thorndike. This is what happened when we went to Woking on Saturday.
We are here with the AOFC, with Foff number...
40.
Are you
40.
Sure?
40.
That's quite an easy one, isn't it? Because we're here at Woking.
We're at Woking.
How did you get here?
I drove by nearly an hour away, so it's not too bad for me.
Where did you park?
In the town.
Stop at any services on the way?
No. I didn't take any in.
T-Bay, no?
No, nothing.
Trowel?
Nothing.
I nearly a trowel on the way. Just what, like, you know.
What's the score today?
The score today is 2-2, I think.
2-2?
I think 2-1 to us.
1-0. 1-0, Jamie Reid.
1-0, Jamie Reid.
I'll give you the minute as well.
Okay, I like this.
Minute number 19.
This is the thing. The Foffs, they're... Oh, because of his...
You got
shirt
it.
Number. This is unbelievable. If that happens, this is going to be the best bit of audio. Of all. Yeah.
Hey, maybe he is.
Maybe he is the Grand Nationale. We don't know, do we? John just met Alan Dowson.
Did you?
I did just meet
did you
Alan
understand
Dowson.
Him?
Not a word.
What was it like, John? What was it like?
Surreal. I just got led into a porter cabin where he was. And then he said, oh, f***ing hell. You know, that f***ing hell. He talked to me like, oh, f***ing hell, f*** off. Like that,
did he recognise you?
Well, no.
Did he say on the ice?
But no, he didn't say on the ice. He seemed nice enough, to be fair to him.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a word, sadly.
I've seen Ben Gehring.
Yeah, he got some abuse.
Yeah, he got some abuse already.
I think he waved, actually, at the fans.
I think he will quite enjoy it. That's
oh, he'll
the
love
thing.
It.
I think
it's annoying,
quite
isn't it?
Enjoy the level of abuse he'll get. It's a shame.
He enjoys the notoriety. And he might sell a few more Ford Escorts, whatever it is. What does he sell?
Escorts,
is it? Hello, welcome to 1986. Rachel Mallett, no Foff number, because you've never written to us.
No,
you've,
I haven't.
You've tweeted us a lot. It's very nice of you.
It's in the top five as pods go, isn't it?
Top five? I was hoping. What are the other four?
There is a Villa podcast, which is very professional.
Oh, yeah, you love the Villa, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, now, listen to this. You know we say on the ice? The thing we say on the ice, that's our greeting, is on the ice, right? The guy who initially said on the ice, my mum's friend Derek... He was a Villa fan.
Was he?
The actual full phrase is on the ice up the Villa. So you could, Rachel could get involved in that as well, but it's not National League based. So it's the Yellow Army, here they come. What's the score today, Rachel?
Bloody hell. 2-2.
2-2, that's what I've said, Rachel.
We'll take that.
What is it, John? It's 1-1.
15 minutes in.
15 minutes in.
I've lost my voice already.
It's been absolutely mental. It's been. We've just looked very nervous, haven't we, John? It's basically how it's been.
It has been. We're settled down a bit.
Brilliant ball through from Keating for Jamie's very cool finish. Very like Mo Salah last night for Liverpool. But better, obviously, because it's Jamie Reid. Anyway.
Here we go again.
Go
on, Tommy!
So 2-1 now, and 2 Woking, and basically kicking us in the air.
Yeah.
And Paul's gone off, and Keating's gone off. Kalala's been moved to the right. Jake Andrews on for Hall.
And Dixon on for Keating.
I mean, we just can't get hold of it, can we? Go on, Janna.
Prize, £815.
Come on. 57898 for £800. £57898
is 574 70
for today's prize. That bit mine was in there, John.
Robbed.
Which is located
disappointed. But well, about right though, we've not played well at all. We are shitting ourselves every time we get the ball.
Ridiculous. Made two subs already, which is a bit of a worry.
Yeah, who've we got left on the bench then?
No one. Olaf.
No, and Frankie Keating.
And Canty Vincent. Yeah.
But all I want to do, John, is dance the night away. Coming to you live from Woking Stadium. Cocktails 2-for-1 till midnight. Sheila, could you move your car, please?
Cheerio, cheerio, cheerio. Cheerio, cheerio, cheerio. Cheerio, cheerio.
3-2. Gary's just been sent off.
A grandstand last sort of 7 or 8 minutes.
In the most obvious thing that was ever going to happen in this match.
I don't know who scored. I don't know what happened.
Winter.
I think three of my ribs had just cracked. I can't actually breathe. Punctured lung. And it's 3-3.
We're talking United. We're top of the league.
Shit me, O'Reilly.
Shit. Unbelievable, John.
Wow.
Yes, John. That was the most exciting thing I've ever been to in my life.
We never, ever do
we
that.
We were absolutely awful for 80 minutes.
I've spent 20 years of watching teams do that to us. We never do it.
Never, ever. That was better than a win. Because that's an absolute massive shit-housery.
Come on,
Josh. Unbelievable. Just brilliant. I mean, we were awful. It was a really terrible day for 80,
we were so
80
bad.
Minutes. Really awful.
You can always rely on Ben Gehring.
Yellow on me! Yellow on me!
Always rely on Ben Gehring to get himself
Gehring,
sent off
Gehring
at a crucial moment.
And then we get an equaliser.
He is our secret weapon. Agent Gehring, we love you.
Agent Gehring, good job. Get that palm tree, John.
Palm tree, yeah. Don't know where it's been. I don't really want to touch it.
A point somewhere where we don't get stabbed.
Could let the train sort of disappear.
Would be good.
I'm not sure the Woking fans are going to be in the best mood.
No.
But let's go and have a pint.
Let's have a pint, cheers.
What a day.
What a day. I mean, it's embarrassing to hear yourself in full flow.
It is a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
Do you know
it?
What?
But when you've been doing it for 20, 30 years, that's when moments like that
mean everything. 90th, 92nd, 93rd minute goals coming against us on teletext and on text
always.
And on Twitter. Always.
Always
my whole
running
life.
Joke in my family was that.
Oh, yeah. What
89th
was it?
Minute, 90 was it?
Second,
90th.
I know, always. That felt like payback for all that. Just love it. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it is time for Letters from a Listener.
Go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
There it is. Any letters, John?
Oh, we have a bulging sack. For episode 69. Gammy Knee.
Gammy Knee's been
underway.
In touch. Of course he has.
Good old Gammy says, hi, Charlie and John. Following my recent NatObs pod FOF research.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Gammy, for that.
I think I've found the perfect candidate for the missing FOF 4. Number four is a missing FOF that we have.
Missing FOF, yeah, we don't know who that is.
Retired the number there. Mm. He says, she, big clue there, was your most prolific correspondent in season one. Lives in the north. Yes, that's right, Maura Kitson.
Maura Kitson.
Should be FOF 4.
Well,
on the ice, Gammy Knee.
Your son, the fruit of your loins, however you've brought him up, Gammy has... He chased her off.
I drove her away. I welcomed her back. We finished on amicable terms.
You drove her away, John. She's never got in touch this whole season, this whole exciting season. Not one letter. Or Steve Smith, John.
What's happened to Steve?
That's you as well.
What have I ever done to Steve Smith? Nothing.
This is an amnesty. This is if you would please come back to us.
Sticking with the family theme.
Oh.
Rob Baker.
Rob Baker's back in touch. Okay.
He says, hi, Nat Obs Podders. Thanks for being a brilliant companion to what has become a season which will be long remembered. Couple of thoughts about where we are. I've spent most of my life proudly explaining my team is Torquay United and then having to explain to blank looks who they are or why. This has always been an authentic and natural answer, as it's the team I was brought up watching. To most football fans, multiple relegations and never having won anything would lead them to find another team, but that would not be being true to yourself. If we are lucky, to actually win the National League South will be way more significant and is a miles better experience than a fan of mid-table Premier League team having a great season or winning a cup. This is for us, it's earned, and we can be proud of the team and Gary. And I plan to wear my 1989 Sherpa Van trophy scarf to work when we are champions.
Thank you, Rob, on the ice.
Lovely stuff, Rob. Thank you very much. Nick Garley.
Ah, young man, you're too Garley, Garley. Fourth number. John.
No idea. Congratulations on promotion, John. Lad, says Nick Garley. Jumping the gun a bit. We're not quite
no,
there
I know
yet,
everyone keeps
Nick,
going on about it, and we're like still being very, very cagey about
he
it.
He said, just wanted to say thank you for carrying us along on the Torquay wave this season. The water quality probably hasn't always been blue flag regulation with the odd turd floating in it,
yeah.
But it has been great fun. You've turned me and my son into avid Torquay fans. Your results and podcast have been blessed relief from the poverty football that we've had to endure at Northampton Town.
Yeah, they don't get a good time at all.
I was wondering if you'd consider cashing in on the success with Nat Obs Pod Tours of Torquay. I think we might want to set our sights a bit sort of wider than that.
You think?
I think so. You can't just consign it to the Torquay. Anyway, he says, in a world where there is a growing sense of alienation between supporters, players and clubs, your 30 minutes of silliness has restored my enjoyment of football. This is too kind, Nick.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Last season, you gave us the running saga of the disappearance of Moira Kitson. This season, you've been steadfast in bringing to justice Ben Gehring. And in a huge final twist, a Nordic crime thriller, I'm now wondering whether her disappearance is somehow connected to Gehring. Mm. And that might be the big reveal at the end of the season. Enjoy the party. Lads, Mr. Garley.
Mr. Garley, who is FOF number 10, John. Just found the picture there. What a lovely letter on the ice to you, Mr. Garley.
And finally, Matty Haywood gets in touch.
Nice to bump into Matty on that terrace there.
Well, more on that. He says, evening, gents. Happy 69th episode. Hey. A great comic number to mark a great comedy moment as Agent Gehring absolutely nails his brief once again.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was a
brilliant spy work from Ben there.
I'm sure you've both said all that needs to be said about Ben Winter by the time you get to letters from a listener, so instead I'll make three brief-ish points. Firstly, did anyone else take a while to drift off on Friday night? I barely slept a wink thinking about Jamie Reid's goals and Asa Hall's coccyx.
I got up at 5:30. On
were you really? I was up about 7:30.
I couldn't sleep.
I had a dream, I didn't tell you this on Saturday, that we won 2-1 at Woking, and that we were 1-1 going into the 90th minute, and we scored a 90th minute winner through Sean McDonald. He went up for a corner. The keeper.
That would have been lovely, wouldn't
it? Yeah. But I did dream about the goals on Friday night.
I love the goals.
Matty says, I have a number of vivid memories. One of those was arriving a tad later than planned and grappling through the crowds to get to my pals who'd save me a space. As I ducked and dived between excitable goals fans and bright yellow balloons, I heard one of the more hirsute members of the fan base mutter, on the ice, in my direction. It was only Charlie Bloody Baker, formerly the Moneymaker. R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
I'm 80% sure I replied on the ice back, though I was relatively well oiled at the time, so it may well have been slurred. As I was shuffling away, however, I thought, shouldn't there be a proper form of response to on the ice rather than just repeating the greeting back to the greeter? Perhaps one for the fellow Foss, but something like keep it cool or with a slice might work. On the ice with a slice.
No, I'm not into that. Let's take some, if anybody wants to suggest any for next season. When you bump into a fellow Foff.
We'll work on that.
And on the ice. What was his? I liked it though.
Keep it cool or with a slice.
With a slice.
On the ice with a slice.
Think of another
on
one.
On the ice, to you both.
You did say on the ice. Lovely to meet all the Foffs.
Yes.
You know, and we really appreciate everybody writing in on at NatObsPod on the Twitter and
nationalobsession@gmail.com on the email.
And we have only 4 episodes left.
Something like that.
4 games left. We'll be back next year, won't we, John? We'll do it. And yes, we do appreciate it. So please do write in again. And thank you for the 5-star reviews as well. That
yes, thank you ever so much.
iTunes.
Please do that.
Anyway, that was Letters from a Listener.
Go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
You say we'll be back for next season. Not necessarily. Not when the head of recruitment at Fylde takes up his position.
It might be a...
It's a conflict of interest,
isn't it? Conflict of interest. That's what it might be. sorry, you can't do your podcast anymore. You can do the AFC Filed podcast if you like. So that on shock news to
that if, and on that bombshell.
Let's find out. That was the National Obsession on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.